Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What up?
It is Monday. We're going to do our best to make it a happy Monday.
Man, yeah. Monday.
Now, the Kardashians have cornered the market at getting pregnant and stirring up racial controversy. But later in the show, we're going to be added to that list thanks to Khloe.
Oh, goodness.
Lord, what now?
Plus, if you ever want to capture a warlord, just call Angelina Jolie. She got your back.
Really?
Oh, and of course, our peeps from LA going to be joining us shortly. But first, Tyrese had a whole lot to say about The Rock last week.
Oh, yes,
and this is all based off when the Fast and Furious 9 movie got delayed. And now The Rock may have responded.
Who? What?
But he did it in his weird, cryptic, Rock Dwayne.
Classy way. Classy way.
Yeah.
Yeah, he posted a video of himself doing an intense workout, and he said this.
Putting in work. Big dogs eat. Little crying puppies stay on the porch.
Wow.
I don't know about y'all, but that was direct shade right there.
Oh, yeah. I definitely
that was not nothing slight about that at all.
I got goosebumps. He looked good.
The only thing is,
it's his mouth. It's his
arm looked like this big.
Like, the only way it could have been more direct is if he was working out to Tyrese's sweet lady in the background.
Right. You know what? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you about something about shade. When somebody goes above and beyond. Yeah, shade 101.
That's right.
When somebody goes above and beyond and writes a damn book to you, and then you just simply say, big dogs out, little dogs stay on the porch.
Yeah.
That's short and sweet. That's the best shade right there. That stings the most.
Ooh. Yeah, that was Samoan for pull up, ninja.
All right, well, it might not be Thursday, but we've got some throwbacks, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I love throwbacks. So Beyonce's mom, Tina, posted a throwback of Beyonce getting her hair done as a kid. And she looks exactly like Blue Ivy. Does she not?
Wow. Yes, she does.
I thought that was Blue Ivy, but I said her shoulders were too broad.
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Now, Tina wrote, if Beyonce don't look like Blue on this photo, getting her braids done by Tony.
Aww.
I can hear her saying it in her voice.
Yes. And it's funny, though, that Blue Ivy does look like Beyonce on this picture. And a lot of people were saying, oh, Blue Ivy was bald. Honey, that's not Beyonce's daughter. But you could tell that's her daughter.
I've never heard that Blue Ivy was bald.
I think you started the rumor, actually.
Right. That's all Gary right there.
No, I didn't.
Halle Berry also posted a throwback with some advice to her younger self. She wrote, if I could give this young girl some advice, I'd tell her to do it all the same. No regrets. So what y'all think about her advice to herself?
Well, that's good.
Because y'all know she lived a long life thus far.
Yeah. You know, she's had some rocky situations in the love department, but, you know, you kind of learn from these things and you just keep on pushing.
Yeah.
She got the right boyfriend, just don't have no babies for nobody to look like him, but that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what? Are you talking about because he black?
Yeah.
All right, well, before we move on, we got to say what's up to our L.A. team. Hey, Friday.
Friday. Now we're shortening the name?
She wanted to be Friday so bad. Hey, Friday. You're an amoeba now.
Hey, Atlanta. You know, we got to talk about Ashley Graham, because Ashley Graham is calling out her trolls online. I love this. If you follow Ashley Graham, she posts a lot of workout videos, and it seems that every time she posts, there's a troll out there.
She's
trolling.
A plus-size model, right?
Gorgeous plus-size model. So she decides she's going to go after them, and she says, quote, every time I post a workout video, I get comments like, you'll never be skinny, so stop trying. Don't work out too hard, you're going to get skinny. You still need your fat to be a model. Why would you want to lose what made you famous?
Jeez.
People are so insensitive. Like, they don't care what they say these days.
Well, some of them are actually thinking that they're advising her. That's the crazy part. Like, I don't need you to tell me what size I'm going to be when I work out. You don't know what kind of workouts I'm doing.
You don't even know the weight I want to be.
That's exactly true. And that's what she did. She went after them, and she then listed some of the reasons she does work out, like to stay healthy, feel good, that's get important. Rid of jet lag. She added, I don't work out to lose weight or my curves because I love the skin I'm in. That just proves that people don't have any idea like what working out does. It's not necessarily to lose weight. Some people work out to build muscles.
Wait. Are you telling us what working out does?
Frank, don't
Brad,
do that.
Go get him.
Brad, don't you do that, Frank.
I'm just teasing. She loves the skin she's in.
Ain't nobody say nothing about that fupa on you, Frank.
Hey. Oh, get him, Brad,
that's
get him.
That's a fanny pack.
All right, so let's get deep, man. Khloe Kardashian's clothing line is stirring up some racial controversy.
Oh, Lord.
Now, Khloe posted these pictures online to promote her Good American clothing line. And in the photos, Khloe poses with this model by the name of Slick Woods. But it's this particular photo with Slick kneeling below Khloe that has everybody talking.
No,
okay. What's wrong with that?
No.
What's wrong with it?
I mean, some people could look at it as like, you know, Slick is doing the Kaepernick take a knee. Some people looks like...
Nobody said Kaepernick take a knee.
You know, I always look at things optimistically. Like, no. That's them being patriotic.
It looked like the master slave. He's like, yes, honey, I got all y'all black men and the black women just bowed out
a little
to
subservient.
Me.
If we know anything,
that's what they're
there's
saying.
Not a, there's not a racist Kardashian. Come on.
No other family out there has shown black people more love than the Kardashians. And I mean
okay,
literally.
First of all, love in the bedroom is completely different than what you think about racism. It's two totally separate things. In this case, this is what I think the Kardashians do. They play on the line of controversy. They know it sells. Yes. They know it gets attention. Mm. Because it is just an S&M ad. Clearly, you can tell. She's got the leather. The girl is her sex slave. But in these days and time, you do have to be a little bit more sensitive.
This looks like worship to me. This looks like you said, an S&M thing where it is, you know...
S&M have to do with the jeans?
Well, it looks like she's about to do something strange for some change, like shortly after this photo.
The problem is she took it down, which implies that maybe there was some weird undertone of racism as opposed to just leaving it up.
No, she took it down because people always got something to say about every little thing
they
do.
Well, those people can shut the up. Here's the problem with the internet, is we're listening to too many idiots.
All right, well, speaking of racism, maybe Khloe was just taking a page out of Dove's book.
Oh, jeez.
What Dove do?
Let me tell you, honey, the skincare brand Dove recently posted an ad campaign on Facebook for their lotion showing a black girl who pulls off her T-shirt to reveal a white woman underneath. The white woman then peels off her shirt to reveal a Hispanic-looking woman underneath.
How did this ever go from a boardroom and a meetings idea for the new Dove campaign to we're actually seeing it? I don't understand how that made it all that way.
Right now, these days and time, everybody is hypersensitive when it comes to racism and not wanting to discriminate. But they have to think it through. If they get screenshots of it, it's going to turn into this.
It looks bad.
It looks really, really bad.
I'm still struggling with Whoopi Goldberg, a black woman, turning into a black man in Ghost. Damn, baby, what do you do with your hair?
You're so stupid.
So Dove is trying to push the point that everybody can rock this soap, and it's a soap for everybody.
Well, y'all, amidst the controversy, Dove quickly deleted the video from Facebook and issued an apology saying, an image we recently posted on Facebook missed the mark in representing women of color thoughtfully. We deeply regret the offense it caused.
Did they swap it out with a photo of Khloe Kardashian petting a black woman?
Yeah.
You know what they should have done? They should have had these three women, the black woman, the white woman, and the Asian and Hispanic woman, all get into a tub together.
I knew you was going to say that, Frank.
Rubby, dubby, dub, dub.
Yes, and we all love dub. Rub-a-dub-dub.
Yeah, rub-a-dub-dub.
Three chicks in a tub.
Three chicks in a tub.
Oh, my God.
Nobody calls
me. We saw it. Everybody's happy.
Message Frank can get behind.
Right. Give That's Frank right. a check, though.
He feels like soaping up right now, I'm guessing.
I'm already sudsing.
All right, now, Portia, your fellow housewife, Nene Leeson, is in hot water once again, and we'll tell you why after the break.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. You okay?
Yeah, that coffee was a lot hotter than I thought. I'm trying to play it off.
Well, how would you like some intrigue and some espionage, huh?
Yeah, that might cool me down.
All right, now Angelina Jolie, she's become known for her humanitarian work around the world, and there's some leaked documents from the ICC, which is short for International Criminal Court.
Uh-oh.
It's been revealed that she was willing to risk her life to bring down the warlord, Joseph Kony.
Really? Why? What? So in real life, she's trying to play the character from Salt.
pretty much.
Girl, she needs to sit down.
Now, for those who don't know the backstory, the Ugandan warlord Joseph Kony was indicted for war crimes back in 2005 for kidnapping children and turning them into soldiers and sex slaves.
Okay, I remember.
And he's been hiding out ever since.
Yeah, there was a movie on that. But should we be talking about this? She could still be in danger. He still has a clan.
But she's over here in America. We got Wu-Tang Clan. I think she's sick.
Oh, okay.
The emails revealed that Angelina, back when she was with Brad, had the idea to invite Kony to a dinner as a trap so he could be arrested.
Girl, you can't... Who she thinks she is, 007?
Yeah, exactly. Now, I know she's a big-time philanthropist, but come on, we don't need to be risking our lives.
Now, Portia, like, if all you had to do was go to dinner with an African and...
Okay, been there, done that. You must not know I'm the African, because that's Sean.
Amen.
Nah. God has blessed me.
Amen.
Okay, now, but let's just say if that African was Joseph Kony.
Warlord? No. Okay, please let's add the warlord part, because that's a big difference.
Right.
It's like a Bennigan. Over there in Nigeria, and y'all meet up. It's like well policed, and at the end of the date, SWAT team comes in.
I would.
This ain't where you taking yourself, putting yourself in danger with some warlord that you could just get sniped from across the table.
But then I'm gonna run back to the United States,
that's
to the embassy,
right.
And like, then I'll be like,
the embassy don't give a damn about us. Ain't y'all been watching the news? All right, moving on. NeNe Leakes has been on a stand-up comedy tour with Tiffany Haddish, Lonnie Love, and a bunch of other female comics as well. Hmm. She's gotten herself in some hot water, though, with the way she dealt with the heckler by saying that she hoped that the woman got raped by her Uber driver on her way home.
Is that place haunted?
I don't know, but that went dark.
Because I heard a lot of boos.
Gary, what do you think?
I think she crossed the line. I mean, I opened up a Ricky show Saturday night, and I didn't say nothing crazy to people, and I didn't get heckled. But when you start saying something about people being raped, that's a little bit much. She should have thought about that, honey, because, she had to come back quickly. So she said that, but I'm sure she regretted it later.
Have you ever gotten heckled before?
No.
You wasn't quick enough, Gary.
Yeah.
Your ass, bitch.
Yeah. Well, up next, recently, Houston's restaurant here in Atlanta has been accused of racial discrimination after they refused to sit 7 black people. Mm. Now, the people came in, and they were told by Houston's it was no longer the policy to let large groups sit together.
Oh, wow.
So the group offered to sit separately, and they still refused service.
So when did they change the policy? Did they have it in writing?
Well, see, that's the thing. Houston's has been changing a lot of things here recently, and you don't find out until you get there. They don't let you take food to go anymore. You can't make to-go orders. They don't serve Hennessy anymore. They don't put Cajun on the fish anymore.
What?
They don't know. It's all kind of stuff.
They're trying to weed us out.
And
completely.
Thank you.
It started with the Hennessy thing.
Yeah, okay.
I was going to say that then. Now
I was
going to
say that, but I was like, now that's when I ain't coming no more. But now that was just one of the stories that came out. Well, T.I. decided to do something about it.
Our streets,
whole city,
our city,
whole city.
We'll close Houston down for the moment, indefinitely.
Our city,
whole city,
our city,
whole city.
When they figure out how to treat us,
our city,
whole city.
They can open back up.
They closed, ma'am. Ain't no spinach dip today.
No spinach dip today.
No spinach dip today.
No salmon
today.
He shut them down.
I love Houston's. Hell, nah, man, we can't go now. So what we gonna do? I passed by there yesterday. I wanted my little salmon and honey and my baked beans and my cream corn.
Tell me about it. You can't have your face shown.
I had to go
to the tavern at the mall. And I said, this just ain't the same. But I'm not gonna go nowhere where I'm not wanted.
Exactly.
Applebee's got you.
We can do without.
All right, don't go anywhere because coming up, we've got 2 women making out.
All right.
What?
Stay tuned.
Hello, guys. Hi. Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, y'all. Y'all know I love me some Chrissy Teigen. I can identify with most of the things that she deals with. And I really can identify with Chrissy on this one. When you're hungry, you are just hungry, right?
Yes.
I am now.
Right. Well, Chrissy didn't take too kindly when her friends tried to shame her for wanting to eat.
Uh-oh. Renee came in my room, and I go, I'm hungry. And she goes, you're hungry again? And it wasn't the word hungry that upset me, but the again. Like, Yeah, I'm hungry again.
Have you ever been around people that were like super duper judgy and always riding you because you say you're doing this or you're doing that?
I should have never told anybody that
I was vegan.
I was vegan.
Yeah.
Because like I have been trying to get away from that for a minute.
Man, all three of y'all on diets and y'all vegans and veganists and all
that. I am whole food, plant-based.
Pescatarian.
I gotta add a human. I am whole food, plant-based, human.
Matriatarian.
What the
trying. I'm just trying. Be hard, man.
Gal Gadot hosted SNL this weekend, and one of the best skits ever is when Kate McKinnon and Adi Bryant play a lesbian couple, and they stumble on the island of lesbians, the Wonder Woman island, essentially, and they're disappointed to find out that all the women on that island aren't lesbians. Well, Wonder Woman herself offered to kiss one of them to see if maybe she could be turnt.
Is that how it happens? You kiss one and you get turnt?
Let's find out.
All right.
I'm sorry, I feel nothing.
We had a little bit of a technical difficulty, so we're going to have to go ahead and roll that again. No?
You can just take the whole tape home with you.
Can I just take it home with me? Yes. Oh, my God.
Let me just send it to you. It's on my phone as well. I don't care. I'll just send it to you right now.
All right. To be fair, I've kissed a lot of guys, but then I ended up, I'm only kissing women. Have you ever kissed a guy?
I had to kiss a guy once in acting class when I first moved out to Los Angeles. And so when you're in acting class, you can't really refuse to do a scene with somebody.
Well, you're acting.
I think the acting coach was kind of gay, so he wanted to see us make out with
you
each other.
You two boys.
All right. You two together. Cut. Do it again. I had to kiss Victor Webster.
Like kiss?
Well, no, it was like just a lip kiss.
Movie kiss.
Yeah, it wasn't like tongue kiss.
Like where you like open, that. But nothing. You don't put your tongue
in
there.
Yeah, but obviously we're lovingly kissing each other.
Did you cup, like, face?
No.
Well, I don't know, like, what the scenario.
Because it was over my shoulder.
Have you signed up for our newsletter yet? If not, go to dishnation.com and sign up because you get a lot of exclusive stuff that you don't get anywhere else. And don't go anywhere because up next, Atlanta's going to tell us what O.J. Simpson's been up to lately.
Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, the juice is ready to let his juice loose.
Oh, my goodness.
After being incarcerated for 9 years, it's being reported that OJ is looking for companionship at Nevada's famous legal brothel, the Bunny Ranch.
Well, he's going to get all he needs right there.
Yeah, he is. We need to sit his ass down somewhere here. Why are you going to go to the Bunny Ranch? You remember what happened to Lamar Odom?
Lamar's doing too much.
Yeah.
But whatevs. But there could be a little hitch to it before OJ gets too excited. A source says Simpson's lawyers have to make sure a visit to the Bunny Ranch doesn't really violate the terms of his Nevada parole.
Because
why
could.
Would it? Why?
It could. I don't know, girl, but I went to the Pink Pony and somebody from the courts was dead. And my probation, I was like, Miss Harris, stay out the Pink Pony. I was like,
damn, now you know
what's the harm in that?
It's like a restaurant. It's legal.
Yeah, I was like, we only go there to eat. But I guess because this drink and the environment, and you're not supposed to be doing any of that.
So, like, what do you think the layout is going to be that day? Like, you know, you think that, like, the best and brightest at the Bunny Ranch has the office going to be, like, lined up?
Yeah, you know, that's how they do. They line them all up.
Oh, Lord. Let me check her teeth. Oh, teeth good. Oh, wow.
Oh, he ain't looking. And he could care less if they have teeth. He'd probably rather them if they
probably
don't
the
have
less
teeth.
The less the better, right?
Yeah,
the less the better, yeah.
Who needs teeth at a Bunny Ranch?
Okay.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.